Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. The breakdown in the global supply chain has sent food prices soaring. That's hurting local restaurants still struggling to get out from under the pandemic. KPCC's Josie Huang visited LA's Koreatown to see the impact on one small business.
Restaurant owners David and Kyung Han can handle a challenge. The couple opened Olympic Restaurant in 1992, just weeks after the LA riots left thousands of businesses damaged and destroyed.
We opened May 16.
David says they felt safe enough as patrols walked the streets.
The Korean town protection team, they go around.
The Han's biggest test would actually come 3 decades later with the coronavirus. Business plummeted as diners were ordered to stay home. When COVID cases here fell this year and diners began to return, the pandemic struck in another way.
From the latest technology to toys, building materials, and even food, many products are in short supply around the world. So what's causing the supply crunch?
Factory production had sputtered as countries shut down, but as the pandemic eased, consumer demand skyrocketed. And that shocked a supply system hobbled by the pandemic. Long-standing problems were exposed, like a shortage of truckers and warehouse workers. Delivery and production costs jumped, which the Han saw reflected in their bills. Kyung says October expenses went from what is normally $12,000 to $13,000 to $17,000. Prices climbed double-digit percentages on everything from takeout containers to the beef used to make bulgogi. The Hans also depend on imports such as the barley tea they brew, the red chili powder in their house kimchi, and the fish they pan fry, corvina caught in the Yellow Sea next to the Korean Peninsula. All are pricier now.
And often these items are not even available.
Cindy Shin is with the LA-based Korean Food Global Association, which promotes Korean cuisine in restaurants. She says its members are spending 30 to 50% more for ingredients and supplies.
Some restaurants, they're forced to raise their prices to survive. But even if they do, it's very minimal because they also don't want to drive their longtime customers away.
A lot of the items these restaurants need may very well be sitting on a dock just tens of miles away. The port of Los Angeles is the busiest in the Western Hemisphere, and along with the neighboring port in Long Beach, it's where a lot of the supply chain drama is playing out. Trucks idle in lines outside cargo terminals. They're waiting to move shipping containers stacked 5-6 boxes high. Everyone from President Biden to Governor Newsom is weighing in with strategies to move goods off the docks, like a plan announced last month to shift the Port of LA to a 24/7 operation. But it hasn't happened yet. Here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg last week.
First of all, let's recognize it's, of course, not flipping a switch. There are so many players, even just on the grounds of the port.
The supply crisis is expected to last into next year. At least another 9 months, predicts Nick Bias. He co-founded USC's Marshall Center for Global Supply Chain Management.
The pandemic, we're seeing third and a fourth wave coming through other parts of the world. If those aftershocks are continuing to be exposed in our global supply chain systems, forget about having the state of equilibrium anytime soon.
Among businesses, the impact will be largest for smaller operations like mom-and-pop restaurants. They don't enjoy economies of scale like, say, a McDonald's.
The big players, they have the market size, they have the resources to somewhat deflect this disruption.
At Olympic Restaurant, the Hans say to get through the last few months, they've relied on their Social Security payments and PPP loans. They've reluctantly tweaked the cost of some menu items by cents. They don't want to do much more, but David Han can see what's coming.
Still going up this way, we have to price going up next year.
And just hope that customers will be back. For the California Report, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.
All the supply chain problems could also have a major impact on your medical care. The California Report's Keith Mizuguchi has more.
Medical supplies like catheters and feeding tubes and everyday items like syringes and needles are in short supply at medical facilities across California because of the backlog at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, as first reported by CalMatters. William Padula is a professor of pharmaceutical and health economics at USC.
As demand for a limited supply of materials goes up, as it is in this case, the prices will also go up. So patients that were accustomed to paying what they could afford for these materials may not even be able to afford them right now.
Padula says this will likely also result in higher healthcare premiums as hospitals look to get reimbursed for the supply chain issues they're dealing with. And he says there's another potential problem on the horizon for people who may have put off surgery throughout the pandemic.
Now they're thinking, well, I really need this procedure today in 2021 or 2022, but with the backlog of supplies in the medical sector, they might not be able to get the procedure that they were anticipating, or they might not be able to get the materials that they need to follow up from a procedure for rehabilitative care. So it really creates a concern that those who have already delayed or foregone certain procedures now have to wait more so until the supplies catch up.
It's unclear exactly how many containers or even how many ships are waiting to be offloaded. For the California Report, I'm Keith Mizuguchi.
That is the California Report for Friday, November 26th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Katie McMurrin and Danny Bringer, with assistance from Seal Muller. Our producers are Mary Franklin Harvin and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our director of news is Vinnie Tong. Our executive editors, Ethan Tobin Lindsay. And our chief contents officer is Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks so much for listening and have a great holiday weekend.
Support for the California Report comes from Real California Milk, reminding listeners to take three simple steps to recycle gallon milk jugs. Pour it, cap it, bin it. Learn more at recyclethejug.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, focused on finding exceptional people and helping them do more for others together, on the web at schmidtfutures.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, working to build a more effective, compassionate, and just healthcare system, on the web at chcf.org/health-equity.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.